Carol Kane, how are you?
Tony, good morning. How's it going?
What are you doing up so early?
Trying to keep up with you.
Yeah.
You know, trying to keep up with the news. I'll tell you, just when you think things start to slow down a little bit, then it just kind of cranks all back up here between the politics and autos and everything else going on out there.
Well, what's hot in Carol Kane's world?
Well, you know, it's funny. I had a chance to hear about Fiat and Chrysler, which are one and the same, and they're similar in that Sergio Marchionne is CEO of both companies here, running both. It wrote Sunday my column about the fact that Carl Galliano out in Macomb Township, who had a Saturn dealership, and all the Saturn dealerships were closed, obviously, has reopened it as a new Fiat salon. They don't call it dealership. And so I had a chance to talk with him and write about that, and Sergio, and they had a big thing. And it all is a precursor to the wonderful news that Chrysler is paying back the loans to the U.S. and Canadian governments today, a big gala event that they'll be having to talk about this historic thing, and shows that there are some very good things going on out there in the economy, including slight improvements in the auto industry, which is certainly great news for Michigan.
So it's called the salon. Do I get my hair and nails done while I buy a car?
No, I'll tell you. It's just the ambiance of it. I think they're trying to do something a little bit differently here, and the Fiat's not a new name, but they're trying to reorchestrate it in this country and with a new sportier, smaller car. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. But the other thing that I did is I had my latest Pancakes in Politics that WWJ-TV CBS Detroit does with the Michigan Chronicle and some others, and we had the Big Four on talking about things, how things are going in the region and the state. So that was Dave Bing and Mark Hackle and Brooks Patterson, Bob Ficano, talking about things and regional cooperation and how they thought the governor was doing and how Dave Bing was doing and all the challenges. So
Ficano took a shot at the governor, saying he pulled the rug from under the Michigan film industry.
He did say that. And well, in fact, Bob has said this before, saying, hey, if you're doing business, the one thing that business likes is some consistency. You set up this thing, not Governor Snyder, but earlier with the movie incentives with the legislature and Governor Granholm and others having the best incentives and the highest incentives in the country, which put Michigan on the map. But again, as the governor said when he came into office, looking at everything in terms of, you know, what is the state getting out of having those kinds of incentives? And so talking about, and are paring it back, the question of how much when all the conversation is done. So Bob Ficano, who basically said that with the substantial rollback of the movie incentives, that it's really going to hurt this industry, that there are Raleigh Studios out in Brooks Patterson's County and others, the fact that it's just not a good thing as far as trying to help buttress up that fledgling industry for Michigan.
All right, Carol, I will talk to you again before we head up to Mackinac.
You take care.